Isn't that a great song?
Oh, that's...
I mean, that's oh, he's wonderful. Glenn Campbell. Hey, welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver, and we're glad you're with us. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone's not. And the reason we're playing that is because, and you just heard their ad a little bit ago, the Morning Point Foundation is going to be hosting a night with Kim Campbell, Glenn's wife, here in Brentwood. I'm going to be a part of it. I'm doing something at it, John. I'm not sure exactly what. You know, I may be just greeting people at the door or something. I don't know. Handing out brochures. I'm not sure what I'm doing. But I've got Ashley Briggs, who is with Morning Point out of Franklin, and she's on the phone with Ashley. You with us?
I am. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you for calling in, and sorry about the way I sound right now. I've got a little bit of a... you know, our weather in Tennessee, Ashley, is just bipolar. I'm convinced. I mean,
yes, it is.
You know, for real. I mean, and though it just wreaks havoc on you, so I'm sorry about that. But we're looking forward to this event. I hadn't really figured out exactly what I'm doing at this, but I think I will be there, Ashley.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you. I believe you're participating in our VIP event.
Oh, did you hear that, John? The VIP event.
Don't tell him things.
Did you hear
that,
John? Hey, you should treat me with more respect, John. I'm going to a VIP event. Well, listen, I just watched this Netflix thing on Glenn Campbell on this last tour that he had a couple years ago, and it's a powerful film. If you haven't watched it, go out. It's called I'll Be Me, and it's extremely powerful. And you guys have done a lot of things with Kim for this. You guys have a tremendous network of memory centers and senior centers and so forth. And this is a passion for Morning Point, and y'all worked a lot with Kim. Tell us about what this event is. How did it start? What do you expect out of it, and what can folks expect when they go to it?
Well, this will actually be our fourth event with Kim, and our goal with these events is just to help spread awareness of the disease and what the caregiver goes through. You know, there's over 5 million people in the U.S. suffering with Alzheimer's, and nearly double the amount of caregivers providing unpaid caregiving hours. So our goal is to provide some education and awareness, as well as the foundation is working towards lifting up those caregivers, both that are professional and families, by helping with caregiver education and nursing education, just getting out there and getting everyone aware of what it's doing to people.
Well, and thank you for that, because, you know, I saw a stat. There are just Alzheimer's alone, not dementia in general, but just Alzheimer's alone, over 100,000 cases in Tennessee alone. Those cases have more than one caregiver. I mean, so you're dealing with a lot of people here, a significant amount of people dealing with that. And there are multiple types of dementia that are going on, not just Alzheimer's. And you guys are doing a great work. Tell us a little bit about Morning Point.
Oh, well, Morning Point is actually celebrating its 20th year. We are local to Tennessee, right outside of Chattanooga. Two gentlemen, Greg and Franklin, Greg Vitale and Franklin Farrow, partnered up with a vision to provide excellent senior living care. And along that road, found a real passion for those living with dementia. So we have several buildings all over Tennessee, one in Georgia, one in Alabama, one in Indiana, and a few in Kentucky as well. And we have freestanding memory care buildings dedicated to being centers of excellence for those living with dementia.
You're a Lantern Program Director.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. So the Lantern is our specialized programming for those living with Alzheimer's and other memory disorders. So we structure what we call our meaningful day to be exactly that, to structure their day to involve purposeful and meaningful programs, help increase their independence. You know, when people are living at home with this disease, as it progresses, it can become very isolating for both the individual and the caregiver. And our goal with our programming is to get them into an assisted living environment where the caregiver can become the role they were before, whether it's wife, husband, mother, father, grandchild, and not the primary caregiver again, have that sense of independence themselves and for the person living with us to be able to do things independently. We train our staff to approach care in a way where we're not rushing them through the process of each day. We're slowing our pace. We're meeting them where they're at.
You know, I had a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about families can only move at the speed of the slowest member. And I thought, what a powerful statement. And I would say that in these situations, because we are running at breakneck speed, but we've got a family member now who can't, and we're going to have to slow it all down. So I'm glad you said that, you know, we slow it all down. What, when you first meet a client, somebody comes into your world, describe how they look and how they're behaving. What's going on with them that you immediately say, okay, we're ready now to step in and partner with these folks. What are you seeing symptomatically with them?
Well, you know, obviously long-term care is quite expensive, so it can be a luxury for some. So a lot of times what spurs that discussion is something that's a safety issue or a health issue. So often when people come to us, the families are really struggling with the guilt of reaching out and having someone else provide the care. So we're often having to provide a lot of support for the caregiver. And the individual that's moving in, often, you know, new environment, a lot of times there's been some kind of hospital stay involved because of some health event. So it's just a lot of confusion and not knowing what's going on, and the disease does not allow them to adapt as easily as they used to. So we often see when they move in, there's a transition period. But because of, you know, like you said, that slowing down, meeting them where they're at, we start to see people gain back some independence, take some interest in things that they used to do, because we can adapt things in ways where, you know, the 95-year-old that used to get out and like to garden, who may have had a fall out in their own yard, here in our community, they can step up and participate in growing tomatoes and weeding the gardens and making flower beds and bird feeders and all these different types of things. So we give an opportunity for them to do the things they used to do. And then families can take a step back and take care of themselves.
You know, this is not a normal career for folks. This involves a lot of heart, and this has got to be deeply meaningful to you to be engaged like this. Tell me about that a little bit for you. What you're seeing and how you've grown through this process, and what do you enjoy the most about it?
Well,
I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, Ashley. I'm putting you on the spot,
no,
but you don't go into this kind of industry without some level of heart and compassion and concern, and you have that, and it's going to tax you. It's going to stretch you, make you grow. But what? Tell me a little bit about that with you.
It does. It does. You know, anyone that says, "Oh no, it's easy," is lying to you. Because just like a family caregiver, there is stress, just like any other kind of career path. But you do have to be a person that can step back and see the big picture as well as the details. And the challenge of it is very rewarding. And you know, working with those families from the beginning of, you know, seeing their stress and being able to actually watch as that, you can see that weight coming off their shoulders the first time they come by and see mom or dad sitting with other residents and engaging or working with a staff member. So it's those little things that it's, once it's in you, it's hard to walk away from it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now that's this event that's coming up, it's with the Morning Point Foundation. It's the community can come out. It's a free event, and it's out at Brentwood Baptist Church off of Concord Road, and it's on March the 30th, and doors open at 6?
Doors open at 6. We'll be showing a little bit of some information about local resources and a bit about the documentary. Glenn's children, Ashley and Shannon, will actually be performing a few.
They're really good.
They're incredible.
When your dad's Glenn Campbell, I guess that's going to it's going to pass on. But watch them on stage. You know, when I watched them on stage with him on this documentary, they were also very kind and compassionate. They were skilled as musicians, and the show, you know, I do a little music myself here, so I've been in situations where it could go off the rails, and there's a skill set in musically keeping it on the rails, but when you've got the guy in the spotlight that you never know what he's going to do, and yet you're still staying on task and in the groove for what you're doing. I mean, he may want to repeat. He did that a couple times, John, and they let it play out. Glenn would repeat a verse or start complaining about the way the guitar sounds, and they're still keeping the thing going.
Oh, nice.
And that's how skilled they are as musicians, but how skilled they are as caregivers, which I was really struck by watching them. So I'm looking forward to meeting them. And Ashley, thank y'all for letting me come out and just hang out with y'all a little bit.
Absolutely. We're excited to be able to bring Kim's message. You know, a lot of times with celebrities, people put folks on a pedestal, but she's going through the same thing as.
Well, I get that a lot, too.
One that walks through morning point.
I get that a lot, too. I mean, you know, people put me on a pedestal. said no one ever. I am just thrilled about this with you guys. I'm deeply moved by what you do. I love what you do. And if people want more information, where can they go?
Well, to RSVP for the event, they can go to morningpointfoundation.com. I'll have more information on local resources and things as well. They're also welcome to call any of our local communities. We have a Morning Point in Columbia, Tennessee, Brentwood, Tennessee, and the building I'm at is in Franklin. So they're welcome to reach out with any questions about the events or Morning Point or local resources. We definitely pride ourselves in being able to help steer people to the things that they need.
By the way, that's Morning Point with an E at the end of point.
Yes.
Morning Point.
Morning Point with an E.
Pointy. POINTE Foundation. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but yes. I just want to make sure people knew that when they look it up.
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely important because it often gets misspelled. But, yeah, morningpointfoundation.com. They can RSVP to be there for the event. If they are a caregiver themselves and looking to want to come but need some respite care, we'll have free on-site respite care available during the event, courtesy of Always Best Care. And they may call 615-337-6596 to schedule that service.
And I'm going to post
this. Caregivers.
I'm going to post this on the website later on tonight or tomorrow. And it depends on how fast my assistant gets it done. Oh, wait a minute, it's me.
Yeah.
I've got to do it. So it's I love what you said, that you can bring your loved one to this thing.
Absolutely.
Somebody will help you, and I've been out there to Brentwood Baptist. It's completely handicap accessible. So if you got to deal with wheelchairs and so forth, bring them. They have handicap seating. It's accessible. There's so many ways that they're making this for you, and I want to encourage you all to come. It's free. Okay? It's free. Again, the three I's of caregivers. We lose our independence, we lose our identity, we become isolated. This is a way you can punch back at that isolation by being a part of this amazing event and take advantage of this. Kim, I watched this documentary, and I would encourage all of you, go out on Netflix, you can watch it for free. It's a powerful documentary, and I think you're going to love hearing her at this thing, and I'm very grateful that Morning Point is doing this. Ashley, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to call in on a Sunday afternoon. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you and hopefully several of your listeners joining us.
Well, I hope a lot of my listeners will join us. And
yes.
And y'all take advantage of this thing. Ashley Briggs from Morning Point Franklin. And this is for the event coming up on March the 30th. And there'll be more at my website at caregiverswithhope.com. Hey, listen, we'll be right back. We've got to go to a quick break here. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver, and we are glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. We'll see you in a moment.